I'm filling in a questionnaire on depression. It popped up while I was searching for a local plumber, and something about it caught my attention. Are you suicidal? Screamed the headline. Well, I know the answer to that, obviously, but I still find myself clicking through to the test. It's multiple choice, and I have to click on the answer that best describes me. I feel depressed always, often, sometimes, seldom, never. I click on always. It feels good to own it. I spend so much time keeping up a facade, pretending to be a normal person. But I can tell this anonymous internet quiz how I feel, and nobody will be hurt by it. I think about suicide always, often, sometimes, seldom, never. This one is trickier. On one hand, I very seldom actually think about suicide. It's just that I know that it's my long-term plan, and has been since the accident. So, while I seldom think about it, I also always think about it. I click on always. I feel anxious always, often, sometimes, seldom, never. I smile. This one will confuse the algorithm. I never feel anxious. The only good thing about the very worst thing in the world happening to you is that you never feel anxious again. I click on never. I'm not anxious because there's only one thing left that could hurt me. And even if that happened, if something happened to Julia, in a way, it would release me and I could kill myself. So I don't worry about anything. Worry is behind me. It feels so good to tell the truth for once, even though it's just to a random internet quiz, that I momentarily feel alive. But it's just a flicker. Still, flickers are the best I get, and I try to enjoy them. When I started feeling little flickers of pleasure, about 5 years after the accident, I was hopeful. Everybody had told me that all it takes to heal is time. For 5 years, I had been in a deep, dark hole, getting up each day, functioning, pretending, and counting the minutes till I could take a sleeping pill and go back to sleep.